Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, I thank and I praise you for who you are. Father God, I ask that you will move by your spirit and move by the anointing, for truly the anointing destroys every yoke. Father God, I ask that you will heal, deliver, and set the captive free. Father God, I love you. We love you. And we give you free course on this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. And if you have your Bibles on this morning, a very familiar scripture, Habakkuk 2nd chapter and the 3rd verse, Habakkuk 2 and 3, and it reads as follows, "For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come to pass." May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. And your topic for the day is, have a vision for increase. Have a vision for increase. You may have struggled in some areas for a long time, but don't have a limited mindset. You have to give God permission to increase you. And it all starts with your thinking. If you grew up in lack and not having enough, surrounded by the little things, don't allow poverty. Do not allow that poverty spirit to get in and to stay in. Do not allow generational curses to take over your life and your seed and your seed seed. It stops with you. That is not who you are. You are not labeled by poverty nor lack. It stops today. So what is the meaning of write the vision and make it plain? Writing the vision is a requirement from God because he knows that writing it down keeps it on the forefront of our minds. It makes the thing that we have written official. It causes us and, you know, other people. It causes heaven and it causes hell to take notice. Excuse me. The things that we have written down shall surely come to pass. So what does it mean to tarry? It means to linger in expectation, to stay at that place, to wait on it. And also, people, when you have a vision, your association matters. The people that you surround yourself with matters. That's why you can't have a chicken mentality and you expect to soar like an eagle. Mm-mm. Your association matters. People of God, we were not created to live a small life with no goals, no dreams. God created us to live an abundant life. No matter where you are, you're not supposed to get stuck at that level and stay there. No. God is a God of increase. He has something bigger in your future. If you're going to live this life, it starts in our thinking. You have to change your mindset. Jesus said, you can't put new wine into old wineskins. Wineskins were made out of leather. When they got old, they became hard and stiff and wouldn't expand. So if you put new wine in, they will burst. This is saying you can't have a new life with old thinking. You can't go around thinking You have reached your limits. You've got as far as your education allows. You never get any good coming out of anything. Limited thinking will cause you to live a limited life. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Limited thinking will cause you to live a limited life. So get rid of that old wineskin. Start believing God for bigger. Start dreaming bigger. Start expecting bigger. Take God out of the box. Jesus. Paul said in 2 Corinthians, I want you to enter into this wide open, spacious life. The smallness you feel comes from within. That's why you feel frustrated. Like, I know it's more, but you got to burst out. You got to come out of your norm. You got to increase your faith. But it all starts where? In your mind. Your lives aren't small. No, they are not small. But you're living them in a small way. Okay, we're going to notice God's dream is that we live a wide open, spacious life. Yes, we live an abundant life, a life of overflow, a life of blessings. So therefore, increase your vision. Go after what you see. If you don't see yourself blessed, guess what? You're not going to be blessed. If you don't see your vision coming to pass, guess what? It's not going to come to pass. But even though he has this big life in store for us, if we have limited thinking, we can't live it in a small way. It is so easy, people of God, to get stuck in a rut, going to work, coming home, dealing with the daily pressures of life. We look up and we're not expecting anything better. We are not releasing our faith. We are thinking this is all that there is. But compared to what God has in store, we are living small. We are putting a limitation on what God can do for us and through us. You are the one to break the curse and set a new standard. God is about to loose resources, promotions, ideas, and opportunities for you. Yes, he is. You have seeds of greatness within you that it is time to spring forward. You are not limited by how you were raised, by your family, by what you didn't get. You are not limited. Those generational curses no longer control you. The cycle stops here. You're not a slave to lack. You're not a slave to depression, oppression, and fear. No, you're not. The oppressor has been defeated. Your days of struggle, your days of sickness, your days of loneliness are coming to an end in the name of Jesus. No more. It's time to step up and do what God has called you to do. It's time for you to increase your vision, increase your faith. And once you increase your faith, that's when your vision will increase. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Stop living a limited and defeated life. God wants more for you. Hallelujah. It's coming to an end today. All your struggles, living from paycheck to paycheck, this sickness and the days of loneliness, they all are coming to an end today, said the Lord. God is about to do a new thing in some of you. Yes, he is. He is going to break bondages that have held you back. He is pulling some of you out of the quicksand of despair. He is renewing your mind. He is giving you a new mindset. He is transforming your mind. Yes, he is. He is transforming your life. He is actually going to allow you to see what he sees. You got to see yourself as God sees you. Yes, you do. Have a vision of increase. See yourself as a child of God, rising higher and higher, coming out of things that had you burdened down, that had you stripped, that had you in bondage. It's time to come up. It's time to come out. It's time to believe God like never before. It's time to walk in crazy faith. It starts today. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you that you are bringing us out of our limited mindset. And you are delivering us from any slavery mentality, that we are no longer bound to the things of our past, that the generational curses, that we no longer have to walk in them, but God, it stops with us, because we have the authority to sever the ties of the generational curses. Father God, we thank you. We shall not be in bondage. Even the bondage that we have allowed into our life. Father God, we thank you that you are breaking the bondage that has held us back for so long. Lord God, we ask that you will continue to give us a vision. For those who don't even have a vision, God, I pray that you would give them a vision. God, to let them write them down, God, and let us wait upon them. God, I ask for a vision of increase, God, and all the blessings of being your child. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you and we glorify you. In Jesus' name. Well, our time is up. And I thank you and I pray that something was said to increase your faith. Not only increase your faith, but increase your vision, that you will believe God for bigger. Until next time, remember, I love you and God does too. Be blessed.
You've been listening to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, the address is P.O. Box 3514, Pineville, Louisiana, 71361. The phone number is 225-268-8164 or by email at faithisthekey47@gmail.com. You are also invited to visit our website at www.patriciajwilliams.com. And as always, may God bless you is our prayer.
If you can, by the grace of God, let me see you clap those hands. Oh, clap those hands. Ooh, clap those hands. If you can, by the grace of God, let me see you clap those hands.